Bali Maharaj doing tapasya, and he outfit Indra from heaven and compared all Sarva, Marta and Paka, heaven and Paka look and mortal look. He become so much powerful by tapasya of his own and Shukracharya, his guru. But externally he was Asura, but internally he was the devotee of Vishnu. But because he born in Asura Kula, then he was anti-demigods. But Vishnu always supporting to demigods. Then he is thinking, if I can defeat all the demigods, then Vishnu will come for saving the demigods and I shall get mercy of Vishnu. That internally he will have desire. Then he ousted Indra and other demigods from the heaven and they are living in the now Padma root.
Stem of the lotus.
Anyhow, then they went to be Vishnu. You must save us. And Vishnu taken bath. Aditi-nandan. He taken bath as Vamanadeva. And 9 years old boy, after taking Brahmin bread, he went for begging to the house of Bali Maharaj. That time Bali Maharaj doing big fire sacrifice and open his door, anyone will come, he will satisfy him, taking that vow. Internally, he had some desire the Vishnu must come, because that fire sacrifice was for permanent defeat to demigods. They will be permanently ousted from the heaven. That way, he arranged that fire sacrifice. And Shukracharya was Brahmin, his guru, and he is everything organized. And Shukracharya was very much powerful because he knows the Sanjeevani mantra. Anyone will die, he will give mantra, throw with water, and he will get life. That was Shukracharya's power. Then fighting with the demigods, the Asura dying, and Shukracharya giving life. Then Asura not lost, no loss. But Devata, they are ousted. Anyhow, he making that big fire sacrifice, and Vamandev, as a bigger Brahman, he went his door and told Bhikkhang Dehi, Bhavan Bhikkhang Dehi, Bhavan Bhikkhang Dehi. And Bali Maharaj told, yes, what do you want, Brahmin? And Shukracharya immediately recognized he is Vishnu. Avatar, taken the form of a Brahmin boy, he comes for acquiring everything from Bali. He was big tapasya, Shukracharya, he understands. And Shukracharya told to Bali not to give everything, but why is Vishnu? And Bali said, Vishnu or Brahmin, I do not know. Who will pray something to me today? I shall fulfill his desire. Then he taken Kamandalu water and with mantra, I am accepting your prayer. And Shukracharya cannot resist Bali's desire. Then he entered into the Kamandalu's that water falling
spout.
And there he is living, Shukracharya, controlling the water not to fall. But to that time, what happened? Water not falling. Then they taken some kusho grass and putting inside, water will fall. And that is heated Shukracharya's eyes. And Shukracharya live and water fall. And Sankalpa, his desire fulfilled, and Bhavandev taken, and then taken that water. And then Bali Maharaj asked to that Brahmin boy, you tell your desire. He told, my desire is not so big matter. Three paths, one path means foot. 3 feet of land I want to take from you. Then Bali Maharaj Sankalpa done mantra and told, give your feet, I am giving this 1 feet land. You take this land. And he put his one leg, and leg become big. Then acquired this heaven look. Then Bali understand he is Vishnu. No. But I promise to give 3 feet land. Measurement 1 feet. 1 feet already taken, Sargalok, and again Sankalpa, and told, take, I given you another pit land. Bali Maharaj given to him, and another pit he put it, and taken, Martalo. All. Then Bali Maharaj asked, another feet which you take, where is your back feet? And I am giving you, take that land, the Patal and Martalo taken with certain feet. But Bali Maharaj said, now show your third feet. Then Bhavandev told, I acquired heaven, first feet. Second feet, I acquire Martha and Patalo. And third feet, you give me. But if you were all, I have no other land. I have my head. This is, I am giving to your lotus feet. You show your feet. Then Bhavandev, from his nabhi, he shown his feet and he given his head. Then he pushed Bali and sent to Patalok. There you stay. You have no other place. And I am giving to some space for you in Patalok. You stay in Patalok. This way, Vishnu Vamandev was very happy to fulfill his desire. Then Bali Maharaj, sent by Bamandev in Patal Lok. But Bamandev told to Bali, "You ask something from me, I want to give you boon. Because you satisfied me, I must give some boon, because my name is Baroda." And Bali told, "Yes, I shall take your mercy. But it is my desire you will be gatekeeper of my house. Where I shall stay in Patal Lok, you will be gatekeeper of that house." And Bamandev said, "Yes, I shall do that." And Shukracharya, what will you do? He has no place to stay. That was the situation. And Shukra knows, but for his subordinate, he tried to check Bali but cannot check. At this way, Bali Maharaj had got lotus feet of Vishnu in his head and more powerful than Indra. And with full power he stayed in Patal Lok. Bali. Sarvatmas Napoli, Bali Rabhut Krishna Apti Rejan Param. Atmanibedan, he given himself to the Vishnu. This is an example, letting gift to Vishnu. It's become famous in Trilok Sargamata Patal. You know what giver given before this way everything to Vishnu and now become famous Bali Maharaj to give everything to Vishnu, and he is the great Vishnu Bhakta. This way same Sargamata Patal of Bali Maharaj. And today that Bamandev he born and taken everything from Bali Maharaj. He was Asur Virochan, his son. Then Bhagavan taken divine form, showing divine form in this mundane to everyone mercifully. And these are many incarnation of Lord happening time to time. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Bhaman, Nrsingha, for the satisfaction and saving the devotee. Lord Krishna taking the form as incarnation. Satya Teta Dapakal, four ways, this way, circulating, cyclic way, and Avataravali also becoming there. It is written in the scriptures. The Vishnu Tattva, when appear for that honor of Vishnu, we are observing that day with fasting. That is devotee's natural practicing life. And today that Bamandev was avibhavte. In the scriptures written, when Vishnu will appear after his puja, devotee can do paran. Utsavante cha paranam. This word in the scriptures. Then who cannot full fast, he is after appearance and worshipping finished, then taking to Dada. Utsavante cha paranam. A different kind of ruling in the scriptures. This also one kind of ruling. And Kalavarnagata Prana in this age of Kali Yuga, a food giving life to the entity, no other way, then it is acceptable, Anukalpa, pardon, etc., as required. But it's necessary requirement. If really require that, they can take some Anukalpa. And we are taking Anukalpa for the service. We not will lose our strength because Kalu Varnagata Prana and strength keeping full. We are taking Anukalpa. This is some history matter. My English is very poor, cannot express it. And Jiva Goswami, he is also Avibhavdhiti death. He is always protecting the Sampradaya through his divine service with knowledge and sastra. He is protecting from others. Guru Maharaj said, Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Viditam Rupa Urajena Aditam Rupadvai Parivesitam Rahugane Rasaditam Sevitam Jivadvai Ravirakthitam. Jiva Goswami, prestige of Sampradaya, he protected through his knowledge, through his intelligence, through his serving mood and capacity. He protected everything. But Rupa Sanatana exposed service to Radha Krishna. They are preached by order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jiva Goswami. He protected that. That Jiva Goswami's today is Avibhavdhin. Bakla Chandradi, at present that is in Bangladesh, near to ocean. Deep means island. Bakla Chandradi, his father Anupam, brother of Rupa Sanatana, they are living there. They got by their capacity and strength of knowledge. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami have got the position as Prime Minister and as Treasurer of Kusensa Batsa, his kingdom, Bangla. And Kusensa always trying to fight with Orissa, wants to conquer Orissa. But Anupam, his father, and Jiva Goswami Prabhu, how old he was, I think so, when he is 5 years old, that time Rupa Sanatana gone to Vrindavan. His father Anupam also followed Rupa Goswami. Sanatana was in the jail, and his father Anupam, who is Rupa Goswami, went to meet with Mahaprabhu. And Jiva Goswami that time was 5 years old boy. But after getting some strength of age, maybe 9 or 12, he also left house and followed his father part of way. And from birth he was firm devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, when his father left house, that 5 years boy, maybe father told, when he will get age, he will try to proceed in our life, and he must become a great pandit, and he left 12-year-old boy house. First he went to Navadvip to see Mahaprabhu's birthplace and met with Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu given him so much mercy. And Vishnu Priyadi, she given so affection, so much affection to give Sri Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu shown the whole Navadvip Dham, 9 islands, where Mahaprabhu born, fire, what done, everything. Then Nityananda Prabhu given the full mercy to Yugasavan Prabhu and told the Mahaprabhu, given the land as Vrindavan, your father and other father's brother, he gone, Mahaprabhu given that place, and that is your place also. You go, Vrindavan. Then, after taking Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, you were suddenly gone to Vrindavan, but in the way he stayed in Banaras, Varanasi, Lord Shiva's place. And there is so many pandits qualified in scriptures and grammar, Sanskrit grammar. He learned there. Very fine intelligence he had, and within 5 years he learned everything in Banaras. Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Quran, all the scriptures he learned to stay in Banaras 5 years. Because he is thinking, I shall serve Guru Sanatana. And there I will not get chance to learn everything. But here I must get knowledge by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And here I shall try to get that all knowledge. And he acquired this all knowledge. And speciality is Sanskrit grammar and Vedanta Darshana. He have got. Then he gone to Rupa Sanatana and met with Rupa Sanatana and stayed with Rupa Goswami and learned from Rupa Goswami and serving Rupa Sanatana. That way Rupa Goswami Prabhu spent his lifetime with Rupa Sanatana and helping Rupa Goswami so much. Little difficulty in Sanskrit grammar or other scriptures, quotation. Guru Goswami giving to Rupa Goswami that and solving. 17 years old Guru Goswami was that time in Vrindavan. And many history in his life. Some Digvijaya Pandit come to defeat Rupa Sanatana. Rupa Sanatana ignored him and given signature, yes, we are defeated. But Jiva Goswami Prabhu not easily left him. Jiva Goswami given consciousness to him. Who is Rupa Sanatana, you not will understand this way. You try to defeat me, then you will understand. Who is Rupa Sanatana? And he, within half an hour, he defeated that Pandit, Digvijaya Pandit. Like that, many history in his life, even Gopal Bhatta Goswami and others, who is little suspicious, was Rupa Goswami Prabhu's knowledge of grammar. Rupa Goswami Prabhu removed that suspiciousness, defeated them. These are many life history of Jiva Goswami Prabhu, we can see. And finally he has got the position as a great Acharya of Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he composed Sandarbha, Gopal Champu, and many, and special backer, full of name of the Lord Krishna. He used that symbol in background. Everyone has name of Vishnu and given their position as Vishnu's position, different kind of Vishnu's incarnation, he given that shown through his background, give this Vishnu that kind of position in the transcendental world, this way, that background, Harinama Amrita background, full of Harinam. If you read the background full of Harinam, you will read no other language. But you will get knowledge about drama. I read something, Harinam Amrita, but that time background was famous Panini, Kalap, Sarasvata, Vistar, Chandra, like that. Many background was that time. Special knowledge and full knowledge in background that was in Panini. He read Panini and he read all the background also. Because he given his Harinama Amrita background quotation, always quotation, this is telling Panini, this is telling Sarasvata, this is telling Kalap. The background is very difficult to remember. But all the words which are born and come out with what kind of meaning, that to remember is difficulty. But Jiva Goswami make it very easy process through his Harinama Amrita background. If anyone will read Harinama Amrita background, he will read actually all the scriptures also. Because all is quotation from scriptures there. And position of incarnation of Vishnu, he is given through background that knowledge. And Satsandarbha is so firm and steady book of knowledge in Vaishnavism as an Achinta Bhedabhed, Siddhanta Mahaprabhu was given in this world, it is established there. Achitra Vedavik Siddhanta. Brahma Paramatma Bhagavan, three names, is Sandarbha, Riti Sandarbha, and Tattva Sandarbha. Six Sandarbha. Tattva Sandarbha, Brahma Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Kriti Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha,
Krishna,
Krishna Sandarbha, no, that's Satsandarbha. And Gopal Champu, Namigrantha Mahasu, Nitya Lila Sthapan Jahe, Purjara Shapu. The Gopal Champu, Grantha he composed, and there he established Nitya Leela of Lord Krishna. But Kaviraj Goswami given knowledge, it is Brajara Sapu. In Brajadam, whose position, what position of Satyabhama, what position of Rukmini, what position of others, all everything adjusted, and very big book like this book I have seen, Gopal Champu. These are Jiva Goswami Prabhu given all the knowledge in grammar and his scriptural knowledge through Sandarbha. And Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur published Bhakti Sandarbha. That we read. But other Sandarbha, something we read. But full we read Bhakti Sandarbha. Big book. As Guru Maharaj has given that idea to us, Jivadvaya Raviraktitam Shukashivapram Mahavisham Mahantam. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, when he met Vedanta Darshan Bhashya, that time he, before Vedanta Darshan Bhashya, not was in Chaitanya Sampradaya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vedanta Darshan Bhashya, Vedavyas himself composed as Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedan Sarami Srimad Sri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasam Vitasya Nanyatra Sadrati Kati. And Gayatri Bhashya Ruposo Vedanta Parivinita. What sloka? Then Gayatri Bhashya, Vedanta Darshan Bhashya, is Srimad Bhagavat. Then Mahaprabhu not told to Rupa Sanatan, you compose the Bhashya. But Jiva Goswami Prabhu, he also not composed Bhashya. But Sarsandarbha he given, and which is Srimad Bhagavat, is Vedanta Darshan Bhashya, he shown it, but not composed Vedanta Darshan Bhashya. But when Baladev Vidyabhushan challenged by other society, school of knowledge, then Baladev Vidyabhushan, he composed Vedanta Bhashya, name given Govinda Bhashya. And there he made pranam mantra for Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami was given everything to us. And he pranam mantra written just sankha panke na kutarka pangsuna vivarta gatte na chad lukta dihitin suddhang badhad bhak sudhaya maheshwaram krishnang sa jivu prahurastu nevati krishnang sa jiva prahurastu nevati. This sloka. Just sankha pankena kutarka pangsuna. Sankha darshan, like mat in the spiritual world. Kutarka pangsuna, that is Nyayashastra and others, like ashes. Vivarta gatte na chalupta dhidhiti mayabad. Was Vivarta Gatta, and all the intelligence disappear